Don't forget, at 2:30 today, speaking of Robot Building Supplies still being open for business, they've got it at Robot Building Supplies and they deliver. robotbuildingsupplies.com.au. We're going to play a bit of What's Open at 2:30 every day. If you didn't hear it yesterday, we've got a nice little five-minute window that we've opened up for small businesses, medium businesses, whether it's a mechanic or a food delivery service, whatever your business is. We're going to open up some time for you on this program to give yourself a plug and let people know, hey, we're open, we're a small business, we're employing people, and we're still operational. And we'll give you a chance to give your website out or your phone number out at 2:30 every day. We're going to play a little bit of What's Open and give you a chance as a small and medium business owner, because we know how great it is that Werribee Kia sponsor this program and they're still open for business, and Robot Building Supplies another that are open and they're still open for business. But there's a lot of smaller businesses that can't afford to advertise at the moment, so we're going to give you the chance to give yourself a plug. That's at 2:30. 1-300-736-736 is the number. If you are a business out there listening to this, put that in your phone and give us a buzz at 2:30, or send us a text and I'll actually read your business out and give your number out as well, so we can get as many to air as possible. That's 0433 98 11 16. In fact, you can send your text through from now if you want to give us a bit of a heads up, and we'll put that on the list to read out at 2:30. Sam Edmonds joining us. Speaking of businesses that are still open, Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. IllusionFires.com. Welcome to you, Sam.
Good morning to you, Dwayne. How's life?
Yeah, life's good in my particular neck of the woods. I've got to say, I'm okay. I'm self-isolated enough, and I've got a job to go to. I turn the microphone on at 12 o'clock every day and have some fun. So for me, I'm getting through it okay.
Hearing you, mate. And you're always up and about, a glass half full, which is fantastic. So just plug myself in here to make sure I'm heard properly.
I just wanted to talk to you, Dwayne, about Keeper package. Now, AFL players, we know the AFLPA has been working behind the scenes to work out if they're eligible, or some of their members are eligible, for this $130 billion stimulus. It's a $1,500 a fortnight payment, capped at 6 months. Now, it's going to be considered in Parliament on April 8. Now, the AFLPA have had their lawyers looking over this, Dwayne, to see particularly if some of their minimum wage members will be eligible, given that there is a chance we have no games, and a 70% cut on a minimum wage contract doesn't leave a heck of a lot. There is a chance that they will be paid less than what the JobKeeper package would offer, which is about 70% of the national median wage. So watch this space on that. It's due in next week.
Absolutely. Sam, I've been listening to Eddie and having a good thought about what Eddie had to say about where the season can push into and whether it can push into January and a couple of the other bits and pieces. Where did you sit on this stoush between Eddie and Tony Jones last night and the situation with members? Because Jared Waitley took a lot of calls earlier today on it. It's been a pretty tough one. It's not a win-win situation here, is it, unfortunately? It's a sad picture of where we're at right now, with a lot of members that are signed up as members unable to, you know, make ends meet at the moment. They'd like their membership money back. So I think that we are going to get a bit of a clearer view of this in the next week or so, at least in the next couple of days.
Oh, you hope so. Well, it's certainly far from a win-win. If anything, it's a lose-lose, yeah, because people are perfectly entitled to their refund. People are doing it incredibly tough, but at the same time, clubs can't afford to lose them either. Memberships, as we know, are the lifeblood of our 18 teams. Gillon McLachlan going on record this morning saying that people were well entitled to a refund and clubs will refund them that. I suppose, Eddie, it's all in the language, isn't it? And I heard him earlier with you. I mean, it's clear clubs are going to offer refunds. Whether they want to advertise that is probably not in their best interest, isn't it? If they're putting their protection hat on and they're thinking, how can we safeguard, as he terms it, a run on clubs? So clearly it's happening. Clubs are doing it quietly, and people are entitled to do it. But if you are fortunate enough whereby you can leave it as a donation or whatever term you want to use, then clearly you are doing some massive favours for the clubs out there, a real service.
And every person tested, if we get footy back again at Marvel Stadium with no crowds, every player, every member of the personnel that goes into that venue, if we've got this, you know, under 500 criteria back again that allows us to play footy, it's going to be interesting if they can test everybody player-wise and staff-wise and make sure that everybody's free of the virus before we get a game underway. It's going to be a big task, but it's nice to think that we might be able to do it.
Oh, definitely. And this is happening around the world at the moment, Dwayne, in other industries. We're seeing people temperature tested before entering various buildings and facilities. If we do get it back to Marvel or wherever the stadium, wherever the game might resume, the AFL, even though there's been a few whispers around this space, Jared, from industry figures and even some CEOs saying their clubs would be happy to have games at their venue, the AFL is strongly considering taking the game back to its iconic suburban ground. So a sliver of silver lining there, the caveat being that that would obviously only go ahead if fans were still unable to attend the games, and if we did veer into the T20 Cricket World Cup and venue sourcing became a bit of an issue. But think Icon Park, Witten Oval, even Victoria Park, Moorabbin, amazing games and grounds from yesteryear, as you know. All surfaces amazing at those venues too, and they do hold second-tier games regularly. We know that the Women's Professional Comp, the AFLW, play there as well. So it's clearly set up to host games, even broadcast-wise, perfectly fine, as long as the punters were not allowed in, Dwayne.
Yeah, Port Adelaide game at Alberton. I reckon the Crows would probably play maybe at the Bay down at Glenelg. That'd be nice. I think the parade, Norwood Oval's a bit too small, but yeah, it'd be fun to know where the Crows would play as a suburban venue. Before I let you go, Wimbledon's officially off.
Wimbledon is officially off. Roger Federer saying he's heartbroken too. Last night they pulled the pin, didn't they? The All England Club, first held in 1877. Marvellous history. Only been called off during the World Wars, of course. It was scheduled for June 29 to July 12. But some other news just at hand as well in the Tour de France, Dwayne. Now, the race director there, Christian Prudhomme, has just told the French press that the race, in fact, will not take place behind closed doors, despite the ongoing virus. And he says he and the ASO, which is the Amery Sports Organisation, the controlling body of the Tour de France, are working towards the race taking place at some point over summer. And they're saying at the moment, it's still going ahead of schedule from June 27 to July 19, if you can believe it. So he's saying the words Tour de France, the most important one is France. It's the health situation of the country that counts. But at the moment, Dwayne, they are ploughing on.
Yep, optimism. It's nice to see a little bit of it, even if it's extreme optimism. Before I let you go, Justin Langer's about to join me. Andrew Bogart's about to join me. What are you putting to print shortly?
Hey, listen, I've just done something for sn.com.au, Dwayne, on the things that we might have whinged about and take it for granted in our game that when we do get the green light to return, we can no longer whinge about. Now, I miss free kick Hawthorn. I miss the weekly debates about Roman Bryan, the score review, whether the centre bounce should go. And, you know, Ben Brown can even extend his run-up if he wants, and I'll no longer wonder why players come to the bench straight after kicking a goal. I'll even stay calm, Dwayne, when they change the rules every 12 months. Have you got something that you are happy just to put to one side that might have bugged you that now is just completely inconsequential?
I've always loved Roaming Bryan, so I've never complained about that. I have complained about players coming to the bench after goals, so I'll stop complaining about that. I reckon if you're going to put me down for one, how about Gill? Now, we whinged when Gill was a bit too quiet on some of the issues. We whinged last year when Dane Rampey climbed the post and Gill spoke on radio the next day and hadn't seen it, said that he didn't see that incident, couldn't. So there were a couple of times when Gill maybe hadn't seen games or hadn't been briefed or was a little too quiet on some of the issues. I don't think I'll ever complain about Gill again. I reckon he's been pretty good in this.
Yeah, and what is clear is we can't do long-distance relationships with footy. We need it back, and we have to be apart for now, Dwayne, but when the time comes, gee, are we going to wrap our arms around it, and we might just all be a little bit more forgiving of certain things.
Yeah, but maybe not. Great to have you, Sam. Always good to have a chat to you. Yeah, we'll forgive for a week, and then we'll be back ploughing in and sticking the boots in again. Sam Edmund, SEN newsbreaker. Justin Langer is about to join me, Australian cricket coach. Looking forward to that as well. And we'll take some more of your calls a little bit later on. Andrew Bogart also to join us later on. And Matty Keenan's out of isolation. We'll talk to him. Plenty more to come on Dwayne's World.